From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama arrived in Saudi Arabia's capital of Riyadh Wednesday for a summit meeting with King Salman and his fellow Gulf Arab leaders. During his two-day visit, President Obama will attend the Gulf Summit Thursday that includes leaders from Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates, as well as Oman. During a photo op, President Obama personally thanked the Saudi king.
The American people send their greetings, and we're very grateful for your hospitality, not just for this meeting, but also for hosting the GCC-U.S. summit that will take place tomorrow.
The president hopes to focus discussions on the fight against jihadist groups and the efforts to end wars in Syria and Yemen. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and his Gulf Arab counterparts met in Riyadh Wednesday to discuss ways to counter Iranian influence and the fight against the Islamic State. Secretary Carter spoke at a news conference afterwards.
We've made important strides in providing the GCC nations with critical defense equipment, over $33 billion worth since last May, including over 66,000 precision-guided munitions to support urgent GCC operational requirements such as the counter-ISIL campaign.
You can read more details about the president's visit at voanews.com. The UN Refugee Agency said Wednesday that it feared around 500 migrants from Africa had drowned in the Mediterranean after witnesses said their overcrowded boat sank. A UNHCR spokeswoman said in a statement that survivors from Somalia, Sudan, Ethiopia, and Egypt were rescued from a small boat and described seeing a large shipwreck that took place in the Mediterranean, claiming the lives of about 500 people. This is VOA News.